part. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Oh, Miranda, let's cross our fingers we can get a win with Stan here.
Oh, that would be so nice.
You did go on a date, right? Like, what's the deal here? The email was a little bit confusing.
Yeah, okay, yeah. One date, one single lovely solitary date.
But this isn't a typical ghosting. I was under the impression you guys are still talking, like regularly, pretty regularly.
Oh, how about every day, every single day?
How does that happen? Walk us through this.
Okay. Well, so I probably did a crappy job of trying to lay this whole thing out, but I met Stan at a little restaurant we were both working at, and God, this is a few years ago now, and I'm not going to plug them or anything because they don't deserve it. No, we were both in the kitchen, and we totally bonded over this, like, out-of-his-head chef that was a total monster. Mm. An amazing chef, but dang, I mean, he just put us all through hell.
That's how they be.
So, I tell you what, yeah. But so we went on to other things eventually, and Stan and I started a little food truck.
Hey.
Of our own, yeah. And, oh, man, it was so much fun. And it was, and we were spending all this time together suddenly, just, you know, Stan and I doing our thing.
Oh,
and.
No.
Yeah, I got this big, like, overwhelming, felt like a elementary school crush on him. Just, you know, working with him, and I just, things got tricky and felt a little out of control. And I was trying to stay away from that, but,
right.
Man.
Okay. Look, it happens. Like, yeah. How long is the food truck a thing?
Or is it still a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's totally still a thing.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's been about 3 months now, so we're doing pretty great. We got really lucky. Stan came into some money, so he got it kind of up and going and popping really fast.
Oh, okay.
And I've been doing food and trucks and stuff since I was 18, but this is like the best time I've ever had at work. You know, it's some of it's the autonomy, but I swear the big part is him.
Right.
You know, so here I am sitting here with this mega crush on him, and well,
doodling
the thing is, guys, basically, yes. But I know he feels the same way. I absolutely know it.
Right. Okay. Well, what makes you so sure? Because I'm thinking if that were true, you wouldn't be on the phone with us now.
Well, yes.
I mean,
I guess I finally decided I've got to do something about this. I'm going to take it into my own hands.
Yes.
So one night after we finished, they made him go out and get drinks with me. And it's been a long day. And, you know, as they say, a drunk mind reveals what a sober heart wants and all that.
Really?
Is that it? Yeah.
Okay.
Is that how that
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, trust me.
Something like
that.
Okay.
It absolutely does. Because, guess what? Not even four shots into a couple beers later, we were making out in the alley behind the bar.
Hey!
That's a lot of alcohol.
Yes, it is.
Not four shots. That's a lot of alcohol.
That's a drunk mind.
We're restaurant people. We can handle it. But and I was ready to take him back to my place, but then he just like waved me off and called himself an Uber and was gone.
Okay.
So after that, what happened?
Well, okay, this is the kicker. He never even acknowledged that we had made out.
Oh, no.
We were getting
heavy. It's business as usual.
Suddenly we're back to like normal business partners, and it's so uncomfortable. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so you haven't addressed this at all.
Seriously, I don't even know how. Yeah. I just need to get this all out there because it is driving me insane. And I need to hear him say that he feels the same way because, well, like I said, I know he does. I know there must be a reason or something, and that's what I want to know. But I know he feels the same way.
All right. Well, your mind's made up, so let's do it. We'll get Stan on the phone. We'll see how this goes. It's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Stan and Miranda work together.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And like, very, very closely.
In a truck.
Because they
yeah.
have a food truck. So they made out one night. Miranda convinced him to go out on this date. She knew they both had feelings for one another.
Yeah.
Only after the date, when Stan sent himself home, he never acknowledged it even happened.
It's like they're out, bro. Didn't.
So don't, awkward.
Yeah, just nope.
So let's figure out what's going through Stan's mind. Mm. I think we've got him on the line. Hey, is this Stan?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100, Stan. We've got a pretty cool opportunity for you here from our radio station.
That's cool.
Hang on, that sounds super scammy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Super scammy. But legit, we do have this date night package that we give away on our show that someone entered you to win. So you would get to pick like all the components. So whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go, all of that, we pay for it. Okay? It's that simple.
Okay, well, can I ask who entered me?
Yes, sure. You can, and you'll need to know that information. It's Miranda. So to get the date, you have to also agree to go out with Miranda.
Well, yeah.
So Miranda.
Stan, honey, I just have to know what's the issue here, okay?
What?
Yeah.
She's here.
Hey.
Oh, God. Hey. Hi. Hi.
She was concerned when she didn't hear anything back from you after your date.
Yeah. I mean, is she wrong? She was telling us she thinks it's
a solution. No, she's completely right. But that's besides the point. It can't happen, okay? I mean, that's the bottom line. I'm not going to lie. It's been hard. It's been pretty miserable. But I'm just taking all of my energy and all my frustration to just to keep this thing going, okay?
What are you doing, man?
Why are you fighting it?
I got like 40 grand sunk into this truck. I mean, I would love to just go out with you and see what happens, but my God, that's such a horrible idea. I mean, this is all the money I had access to, and if this doesn't work out, God, I don't want to think about losing it all.
No.
All I know is for now, this only works as a business if it's both of us. If one of us quits or decides we can't work, we're both screwed.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to have faith. That's not going to happen, though.
You have no idea if that's true. And there's a reason people say not to mix business with pleasure, okay? It's just...
This is giving you a reaction, man.
But listen, isn't it just as big of a risk not to even try? I mean, it feels like you could be losing out. We could be losing out on something even better.
She has a point there, Stan. Right? Potentially,
yes, she does. Like, how long do you think you guys can keep this up? Listen to you.
That's gonna mess things up just as badly, if not worse. And maybe faster.
I don't think so. I think dating your business partner when you have literally all your money invested in the project is so much riskier. I mean, you guys don't see this? Miranda.
Stan, but I think, listen, you're acting scared. We took, think of the risk we took opening up this truck, right? And it's worked out well. Why not take the risk on us? I know it. I know it in my heart. You know it in your heart. That's why you're reacting to it. That's why it's so
Miranda,
hard.
Seriously, listen to her.
Yeah. And I don't think you're wrong at all. Like, I can see the
ride
hesitation, but like, she's obviously not going to agree with you here, right? And I don't know that a lot of other people are going to either, especially considering the fact that you sound like you're about to die.
You do. I kind of want to see what they think.
Yeah,
you know, what other people
do
think.
Too.
Maybe it could give you guys some perspective. Maybe
right.
people have been through it, you know?
I didn't think it was going to be this hard.
But it wouldn't, listen, if you didn't have these feelings, it wouldn't be this hard. That's what's telling you. Your feelings are screaming out. You are in agony. I'm in agony. Let's just go for it. Let's do it. Yo. Let's try it.
Hang on.
Life is short.
Yeah.
Hang on the line.
Yeah, hang on. We'll give it some
Work's
time.
Work's going to be hella awkward regardless
Holy
later
cow.
Today, okay?
Yeah. Guys, thank y'all. Stick on the line for 1 second.